This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House wrapping up its public hearings on the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, at least for now. No further hearings are scheduled, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she won't rule out the possibility of more closed-door depositions or public hearings. She said the House Intelligence Panel will then prepare a report on testimony presented at the hearings and depositions, and that will be sent to the House Judiciary Committee, which could then draft and deliberate articles of impeachment. Former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh yesterday pleading guilty in court to 4 of 11 criminal counts against her, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud and tax evasion. Robert Herz, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland.
We need dedication and professionalism from our leaders, not fraud and corruption.
Sentencing set for February, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Investigators say a gun used by a 16-year-old student who shot up a Santa Clarita, California high school last week, killing two students before killing himself, was an untraceable so-called ghost gun. The L.A. County Sheriff says
it was not registered to anybody. We don't know the origins of the firearm, and that is a very big concern and threat to public safety.
The semi-automatic pistol was assembled from gun parts and didn't have a serial number. More Americans are suffering lung injuries because of vaping, according to the CDC. It says nearly 2,300 cases and 47 deaths had been reported as of Wednesday. Most of the patients, male and under 35. A spacewalk underway at this hour at the International Space Station. Astronaut Drew Morgan and Luca Parmitano of the European Space Agency are conducting the second of five spacewalks to fix a cosmic ray detector known as the Alpha Magnetic Spectrum. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A pioneer in the world of snowboarding has died at 65. Burton Snowboard's founder, John Burton Carpenter, passed away Wednesday of complications from cancer. His company saying on Twitter that Burton was, quote, the very soul of snowboarding. Country music singer Sam Hunt is facing legal issues in Tennessee. Hunt was taken into custody early yesterday morning, accused of drinking and driving in East Nashville. The musician is scheduled to be in court in January. Yesterday, actor John Voight was among the recipients of the National Medal of Arts. President Trump presenting the actor with that award at the White House. Coldplay, the band, says it will not hit the road in an effort to fight climate change. Frontman Chris Martin telling the BBC that the band's carbon footprint would be too big, and they want to have a positive impact on the environment. Coldplay's last tour was 122 shows across five continents. And the Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year for 2019 is actually two words. And the honor goes to the term climate emergency. Oxford says usage of that phrase increased steeply this year, that By September, it was more than 100 times as common as it had been all of last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we're excited because we have Dr. Lauren Ride with us, an associate research scholar, lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University. And she also teaches, believe it or not, of all things, political communication. If we ever needed an interpreter for political speak these days, Dr. Wright, we need you to understand what's going on in front of our TV. It's one thing we got the Democratic debates going on, but the hearings that have been going on for the last couple of weeks, it's like it requires an interpreter.
You know, that's such a good point, Bill, and I love talking to you about this. You're pretty good at interpreting yourself, I have to say. But it is important that we have all of these conflicting events because we know Americans have a pretty low interest in politics to begin with. They're really busy. So how are they supposed to watch the debates and these 9-hour hearings? I'm not sure. And I do think it's a part of the conversation.
Well, and to your point, the ratings in both rather flat. It just doesn't pass the so what test. I mean, it's just like, okay. At least when you go to a NASCAR race, there's a crash. You know, I think people buy their tickets to go see crashes. They're not necessarily there to watch, who wins the race. And in this particular case, I don't know. I guess it depends on what you hold in your own perspective, in your own heart, and who it is that you support. Maybe you are seeing crashes, but it's not exciting enough to really draw the attention of a mass audience.
I do think there have been crashes, and I do also think, and NASCAR might be a really apt analogy here, that there are moments that we pay too much attention to because there's bickering, or maybe there's a big conflict in a conversation, and those tend to be, both from the hearings and the debates, the points that the media pluck out and redistribute, because those are the moments that Americans tend to be interested in, for better or for worse. So we do have a system that's set up really for entertainment, and it's set up to try to get people to engage. But the cost of that is the lack of substance, because substance can be really boring sometimes.
Right. And I think the cost not only includes hard dollars of the people's money. I mean, we're spending a lot of money, for these hearings to take place. And then the other cost is, are we better off as an electorate resulting, from what we're seeing during this process? Because in any kind of organization, whether it's a school system or a business, you get this kind of debate that takes place. And this is why, thank God, in many organizations, we have effective human resource departments that handle these sort of things. In a lot of ways, I hear this being handled more by human resources, not a disparate group of politicians who have a specific partisan interest.
Well, politicians, that's what we've got, unfortunately, and that is who the founders thought should be in charge of this. You know, I'm sure you and I have disagreements on whether the president should be impeached or not. I happen to think the conduct does rise to that level, but where we maybe agree is that there are political implications to this, very serious ones, that I think the Democrats need to consider here. And one of those, and Nancy Pelosi was well aware of this when she did not want to start these proceedings, she said, the president's not worth it, let's wait till the election, is that the closer we get to the election, the pressure will be on for Democrats to say, okay, let's let the American people handle this. And the only answer Democrats seem to have is, no, it's too serious. We need to handle this. You can't be trusted to handle this. And that is an elite message, and that does not go over well with Americans because our system is also set up, as you know, in a way that impeachment is, yes, a protection against a corrupt government, but so are frequent and fair elections.
Exactly. Well, you're exactly right. You and I do not agree on everything, and that's good, and that's why we need you here.
That's why we have fun when we talk.
Exactly, because otherwise, you know, as they say, if two people are always in agreement, one is redundant and unnecessary. So, you know, so we do part ways in terms of does it rise to the level, my opinion, my perspective. And but I do agree with you that this is something that should be settled by the electorate. It is an elitist position, and I think this is what happened with the Republicans, along with some other things earlier with the Bill Clinton impeachment process, is that things should be handled before you go to impeachment. There's got to be some other considerations, but the way this process has played out, it has insulted, I believe, the American people. And here we are, especially when we're months away from going to the ballot box, and the people can decide in their own perspective, did it rise? Is he undeserving of a second term, or if he is? And, you know, what you do when you have these kind of debates, you bring in the aspect of emotions. And you know as well as I do, when we do, then we end up holding on to things that maybe earlier we may not have held on to. We may not have been that ideologically fixed if our emotions were not, you know, part and parcel of our decision.
Yes, and I think what's also unfortunate is both parties now are clearly using this as an opportunity to excite their own bases. And and that's exactly not what an impeachment hearing should be used for. And to use your Clinton example, this is, as far as the timeline, a Clinton-style impeachment, but that did not occur until the second term. We are months away from an election here. And so I think what we're seeing, and I think what's going to be really problematic, is Democrats are, A, if they choose a progressive candidate that's in line with Medicare for All and the Green New Deal, they very well might make the same mistake they made in 2016 because the majority of Americans are not there. But the other thing is these hearings are precisely designed in the opposite way you'd want to design them if you want to persuade public opinion, because most Americans are not paying attention, and the behavior that the president is being investigated for right now is the type of behavior Americans have, at least half of them, right, from 2016, right, have thought is pretty reflective of the president, and that's who he was, and they were okay with that then, and I think they're okay with it now. So
I agree.
Not like Nixon, where there's a smoking gun and the behavior on the tape was completely out of line with what Republicans knew about Nixon. They knew him to be this sort of straight-line politician. He was the rule of law candidate. But then when he incriminated himself on the tape, that was really a big moment for moderate Republicans who said, you know what, that's not okay, and that's not the Nixon we know. Whereas this example, this is the Trump we know, and it is the Trump a lot of Americans accept.
Yes, exactly. And what he is delivering for the people is something that people have been crying out for a long time. I can tell you, Dr. Wright, from my perspective as a businessman, I have thought that America could serve and be benefited, could benefit from someone with some business acumen to come into the Oval Office. I mean, why not? In much the same way that he went to black America and said, you know, what have we got to lose? We've had all these bureaucrats and politicians come in. They've expanded our liabilities, at least, one subtotal line of $23 trillion. I think the overall total liability is in excess of $123 trillion. I've heard all kinds of numbers. When you start adding those kind of zeros, you might come up with any number and still be, I guess, acceptable. But anyway, real quick, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Lauren Wright after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
You
didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you'd like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you, and Dr. Lauren Wright is with us. She is an associate research scholar, a lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University, and the author of two books. Dr. Wright, as we were saying, you know, with Donald Trump, the voter electorate knew what they were going, you know, what they were going to get. No doubt they wanted something done about immigration and the border wall. They wanted something done about jobs. The economy had been languishing for 8 years. Regardless of how we got there, we were there. We needed to get out of it. And we were told at the end of Barack Obama's administration that the best GDP we could look forward to might be about 1.8. We'd be lucky to hit 2. But Donald Trump wouldn't hear it. And in his first year, he approximated 3%. We were rather robust in the second year. Now it's kind of tapered off a little bit. And a lot of people feel like the reason for that is because of some of these trade deals being held up, including the USMCA, that's all been signed, sealed, not quite delivered from the House yet, but as soon as it gets there, I mean, this could have an impact on at least 150,000 new jobs, and I've maintained that USMCA, as a trade deal goes through, you know, Japan has already given an indication they're ready to, you know, make a deal. We've got some European partners that also agree that these deals need to be renewed and adjusted. And then at that point, I believe it puts an incredible amount of pressure on China at this point to realize that if you're going to be part of the WTO, you've got to make nice, and you're going to have to change your plans. If that's even doable for the Chinese, because what we're dealing with the Chinese is something that is it's part of their DNA. And this is going to be a tough sell, you know, for President Xi, you know, with some of the hawks that he's dealing with.
Yes, it's a huge issue, and I have to say that, you know, I, unlike a lot of people I talk to every day, do root for the president. I hope the economic policies work. I hope the economy does well. I am not by any means rooting for a recession or something that would disprove the strategies of this administration. I hope it works, and I wish the president well. However, I think we also have to accept the fact that this president does seem to have a unique ability to shoot himself in the foot. And where there have been economically advantageous policies, he's matched them with some things that have really shaken up the sense of certainty we have in this country and the sense of trust that our allies feel they can have in our economy. And, you know, an argument I've been hearing is that, well, yes, there's uncertainty and impeachment's bad for that, and it's divisive for the country, and it makes us look really unstable to the rest of the world. And you can go ahead and blame that on Democrats. Sure, they initiated this. But at some point, we do also have to hold the president to account for his own actions.
Mm-hmm. No, I would agree. And as the leader of the free world and the leader of America, he has got to find a way. And maybe, I don't know, if he gets reelected, maybe he has the ability to somehow unify some of these disparate parts. But going into it, just like Barack Obama inherited a recession and, you know, our economy was falling like a dead rock, you know, Donald Trump inherited a rather disgruntled electorate, and that disgruntled electorate was the one that elected Donald Trump. But now his mission is, okay, even though you're being attacked and though you have the FBI and Lisa Strzok and all this stuff that's yet to be revealed that smacks of corruption, which I think is going to be a huge issue for this country, the forthcoming reports from Horowitz, the IG, that's due to come up in a couple of weeks. You've also got Durham, who has already seated a a grand jury, and you know grand juries are tight-lipped. We're not going to hear any leaks out of there. God only knows what's going on in the background there in this grand jury, but we know that that part of his investigation has been, the one thing that we know that's been revealed is that it's turned into a criminal investigation. So is America ready for the truth? Because what I sense from my purview, Dr. Wright, is that we're going to have to deal with some serious corruption, and corruption that has metastasized throughout the bureaucracy. And this could be a very difficult time for America, and that if we don't rally together and realize, you know, first things first, what's most important, and I think you were suggesting this just a moment ago, is that all our policies and our government should work for all Americans at the end of the day. That's what I look at. I look at in terms of jobs and opportunity, and I think the frustration that we went through in the previous administration is you had a lot of frustrated people just wanted to work. They, you know, I think work brings a lot of happiness to us, and this is the opportunity we have now where people are making more money, they're upgrading their jobs, they're getting more per hour, and this is the kind of opportunity and potential that we have in this country if we can all be focused on the things that are most important.
Yes, and I think we all want Americans to do better, and absolutely a low unemployment rate is an integral part of that. The problem with are Americans ready for the truth? You asked that question. Is truth in American politics right now is in the eye of the beholder. That's how partisan we are, is we are not evaluating the same set of facts in the same way. And I do not know how we can overcome that problem, but I really hope we do, because we're at a state now that we're so polarized, we can't find agreement even on the simplest, most objective things. In fact, there's some really good research coming out of Princeton right now that shows that the number of issues your politician has to flip on to get you to vote for the other party is around 5 issues. So even if someone takes a public stance where they disagree with you on fundamental parts of why you're part of your party in the first place, you're still not going to vote for the other person, and that's pretty shocking.
Yes, it is. Well, again, that's I guess therein lies the opportunity. And then going back to what you said earlier, we have to agree on the truth, and that's been the problem. You know, truth has become relative. It can't be your truth. It can't be my truth. It can't be, you know, the Joe Biden response, facts over truth. I don't understand that one. That one I need some interpretation on. Maybe you can give me a tutorial on that later. But, you know, I am one to pursue the truth. I think that's where people become enlightened, and we're all the better for it. But if it's a relative truth, then we find ourselves in a bucket of gum, and we're arguing in circles at that point.
And you and I are working on this, right?
Yes, we are. You and thank you for your patience and your grace. I need that. I really do, and I appreciate it. I want you to know this. I appreciate you so much coming on and bringing the balance, because this is critical that we can have this conversation, especially, as you know, in too many college campuses where our speech has been weaponized and the First Amendment has been compromised. This is extremely, extremely dangerous and deleterious to the future of our young people.
Yes, you know, I do believe staunchly in free speech, and I think bad ideas should be debated in public and debunked in public. I think that's Amen. Very important. And I do think that college campuses get a bad rep for this, and I understand why. I find my students are really good, actually, at putting themselves in the other party's shoes. I find that they're very good at arguing the opposite side of policy, even if they disagree with it. But of course, I have politics and public policy students, so hopefully they'll go out into the world and they'll use those skills. But I don't think we're in as much of a mess as sometimes it's portrayed.
Well, and you can thank the media for that, because, it's just what it is. It's clickbait. It's attention getting. It's what's going to get the headlines. And of course, especially when you have Antifa, attacking campuses. When I was on the university campuses, it was the radical blacks in the underground group, the Weather Underground, that was coming in and rabble-rousing. And this turned things upside down. It took a while for the people to filter it out and see, oh, okay, I get your game. I understand where you're coming from. And we got beyond it. And I think we'll get beyond it as well, because we can be grateful for these young kids. They're smart, and yes, they can utilize some information for those of us that have been through the battles, that we've got the scars. And I just want to caution everybody, it's okay to take a deep breath, and it's going to be okay. Well, Dr. Lauren Wright, Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer in Politics and Public Affairs at Princeton University. Until next time, Dr. Wright, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. And have a great Thanksgiving, by the way.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House wrapping up its public hearings on the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, at least for now. No further hearings are scheduled, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she won't rule out the possibility of more closed-door depositions or public hearings. She said the House Intelligence Panel will then prepare a report on testimony presented at the hearings and depositions, and that will be sent to the House Judiciary Committee, which could then draft and deliberate articles of impeachment. Former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh yesterday pleading guilty in court to 4 of 11 criminal counts against her, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud and tax evasion. Robert Herz, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland.
We need dedication and professionalism from our leaders, not fraud and corruption.
Sentencing set for February, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
You know, this is the soundbite that, surprisingly enough, it is said that at least 50% of America has not heard. And we saw from this past week with the hearings that were many in the diplomatic corps hadn't even heard this soundbite. Are you kidding me? I've got to bring on Dan Gaynor right now. He's the Vice President of Business Culture and Tech Watch with the Media Research Center. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for the very definition of quid pro quo.
Exactly. I mean, you know, from the mouth.
You get something. thing.
From the mouth of our former vice president, you know, no less.
Yeah, well, I mean, and listen to the room. See, this is one of those things that there's multiple layers to this thing. Not only can you barely find this quote anywhere on the internet. I mean, mm-hmm. really, you got to go looking for the video. It's
right.
They've made it hard to find. Mm-hmm. But when you play, you listen to it. Not only does Biden certainly indict himself and basically make it clear that yes, administrations have the right to do say, hey, you do this or you don't get money from us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then listen to the crowd. That crowd there is mostly journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And journalists are laughing
yes.
when he says, we told them do this or you're not getting the money. And they think it's funny.
Yeah.
So, but then, oh, wait, dude, Donald Trump, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. They're such hypocrites.
It really is. And on top of that, we're having to pay for that. Now we have to pay for their hypocrisy. We already paid $70 million in this delusion, Russian collusion thing. And now the money continues to be mounted up because they're bound and determined and hell-bent to effect a coup and do it all under the guise of some sort of bribery, extortion, quid pro quo illusion, which, even after the hearings, you see, it did what exactly we were expected to hear, Dan, and that is for those that have a heart and a worldview that supports the president, they see it for what it is. I mean, it's all it's a scam. For others that believe the other way, I mean, they just say, well, hang him. I mean, what are we waiting for? Let's just don't even put him in jail. Just hang him right now.
Well, here's the beauty of it. The people in the middle who didn't really have a strong opinion have shifted.
Yes.
And now think it's a bad idea. And now don't want Trump impeached. And now Trump's trending up as far as because people look at this and go, this is just a joke.
Yes.
This is the very definition of abuse of process.
Without a doubt.
Right. If you don't like a president, well, I didn't like Barack Obama. Flat out didn't like. When he first got elected, though, I wrote a piece saying he's my president because I got tired of 8 years of Bush where the Democrats said he's not their president.
Right.
So I didn't like Obama, but I didn't want him to be impeached for bogus stuff.
Yes.
That's what this is. This is an attempt to overturn an election. And if you listen to what the left says, they want to impeach Trump. They want to remove Pence. They want to remove Barr. They want to remove Kavanaugh. That's the kind of thing that happens in a third world country.
Well, exactly.
And who are they placating? They're placating the most extreme supporters. And by that, I mean journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Journalists, the coverage of the impeachment since the Democrats have actually moved forward with the vestiges of impeachment, because it's not really an impeachment vote yet.
Right.
Media coverage has been 96% negative.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite is they used the term, because you used both terms. I love how you did that. Mm-hmm. They used quid pro quo. Mm-hmm. For a month and a half. Oh, my God, it's a quid pro quo. So much that CNN, in a month, used it 700 times on their network. Okay, so 700 times, and then it dawns on them, oh, my gosh, no one in America knows what a quid pro quo is.
Exactly. They run a focus group and find out, we don't understand what that is.
Nobody takes Latin anymore. People didn't have Latin roots in school, and so oh my gosh, what do we do? Oh, we got to change terms, and so the Democrats decide you change the term to bribery, which of course is not bribery. Right. Trump's wallet is bigger than Manhattan practically. He doesn't need the money. He's not getting money from this, but they change it to bribery, and overnight. The press changes to bribery to the point where ABC, CBS, and NBC used the new term bribery 43 times in one night in one 24-hour period.
All lockstep, Dan. All lockstep. That's the thing that's amazing. They switch to the talking points exactly at the same time. But I guess we're not supposed to be suspicious.
Well, I mean, it's some of it's groupthink, but yes, it's coordinated messaging.
Yes.
When I first started this job, you know, we always used to talk about how, oh, well, the media talk, you know, they're left wing, but they're not coordinated. And then we heard about journalists, the big scandal at the Washington Post, where Ezra Klein, who now runs a lefty operation, had created this whole listserv of journalists and lefties, and they spent all their time bashing the right. And, you know, one of them is Dave Weigel, who's back at the Post now, but he did lose his job for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that they weren't coordinated all went out the window. So
right.
Now they've gotten better about it. They're sneakier about it, but we know they coordinate. So,
I mean, I don't know how sneaky you can be, because once you're on the air and you're all saying the same thing, I think the sneak is out. I want to go back to what you said earlier, Dan, and that is the fact that, you know, you've got a migration of people out of the Democratic Party. You're watching these numbers. I've been watching them as well. And I was sharing them with someone else earlier that they're exiting. Democrats are looking to the exits, and they're heading that way, and they don't want to make the big leap and go into the Republican Party, but where you're finding them is independents. So the Democrats are losing weight. Independents are growing. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, and you know, if you watch Twitter, because you can't see this in the real news, last night something really pivotal happened. Senator Warren went to Atlanta to hold an event, and a whole bunch of typical liberal wonky idiots showed up for her, and then a whole bunch of protesters showed up for her. And the liberal idiot wonky people were all white, and all the protesters who wanted school choice were African-American.
Mm.
So the people protesting the Senator Warren event were African-American. I think what you're seeing under Donald Trump, more than you've seen under any Republican president since Lincoln, probably, you're seeing, you know, the African-Americans second-guessing their role in the Democratic Party, their willingness to, you know, follow other leaders, whether it's a Kanye West or, you know, someone like that, or Candace Owens,
mm-hmm.
To follow people, not necessarily into the Republican Party, but more into the independent status, where they say, what have you done for me lately?
Exactly.
And they look and they say, Donald Trump, working with, you know, liberals and all, did more to end, you know, fix sentencing abuse in this country than Barack Obama did.
Exactly.
Obama was president for 8 years. Donald Trump's helped the African American community more in 3 than Obama did in 8.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, he went to the black community, went to people of color, said, look at what he got to lose. Give me a shot. And look what's happening. Look at their unemployment rate, all-time low. Look at how their hourly wage. Well, they're making more money than they've ever made. What, under a black president? No, that would be a white businessman, a gazillionaire out of Manhattan. And his policies are indiscriminate. I mean, you talk about something that's bipartisan. It's not like he says, hey, I only want this to work for Republicans and not for Democrats. I only want it to work for white people, not for blacks. Are you kidding me? You know, it's self-evident, is it not?
Yeah, it is. And you go back and look at his history prior to him running, the African-American community loved him. Jesse Jackson loved him. All sorts of people loved him. They only hated him because he ran as a Republican.
Without a doubt.
Finding out that was a mistake.
Well, we got to leave it there, and we're on the road to impeachment. There's no turning back. Nancy Pelosi is going to make us go through the deep end, ladies and gentlemen. But all will be well. Dan Gaynor, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Back with you, America. This is Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. As we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, got a real treat. We're going to be talking about the new Tom Hanks movie. It leaves you wondering, is there any, and I've talked with several critics in the past whenever Tom Hanks' name comes up, is there anything that he cannot do? And you're going to see him in this new movie just in time for Thanksgiving. He's going to be opening up in theaters on November the 22nd. The title of the movie is A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. We're talking about Mr. Rogers, and here to talk with us about it, filmmakers and writers Noah Harpster and Micah Fisherman Blue. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, great to be here. Thanks, Bill. Good.
Noah, what, I mean, did you have this sense of privilege in writing the script for this movie? I mean, to deal with an iconic figure like Mr. Rogers, I mean, it's like, wow, families, kids, tradition, everything on the line. Don't mess this up, right?
I mean, you said it. I think there was a huge sense of responsibility when we set out to write this, and especially once we got to know some of the people in the Mr. Rogers estate and and Joanne, his widow, and so the people who have, you know, devoted their lives to Fred and his company and his mission, I think it became very apparent that the stakes were high and that we had to do justice to Fred and to his story.
Mm-hmm. Micah, Noah speaks of the mission. Mr. Rogers was such a figure that a lot of people didn't realize until later on, even probably after his passing, that he was an ordained Presbyterian minister.
That's right. You know, his faith animated what he did on the show and in his life. He was never proselytizing through the show, but in his interactions with everyone off camera, through all the people he helped, he has sort of a personal ministry. Mm-hmm. That wasn't something public facing. It wasn't something that he ever sort of claimed credit for, but Noah and I had the enormous privilege of doing research for this movie in the Fred Rogers archive out in western Pennsylvania in Latrobe. And we uncovered, you know, box after box containing letters between Fred Rogers and the people who he would meet, you know, be it on an airplane or, you know, people who worked with him for 50 years. Everyone had their lives touched by Fred. And Fred was emotionally insistent that if you had something going on, you know, he would draw it out of you and he would work with you to make your life whole or to help you on your way.
No, is this what made Fred Rogers so special and, you know, allow him in a way to, you know, transcend generations and decades of, you know, television and entertainment?
Yeah, I think there was not a false bone in his body. He was the same person all day long, whether he was, you know, writing and producing and starring in his show, or he was, you know, being a father to his sons, or if he was, you know, giving the commencement speech at Dartmouth. I mean, he was consistent in his message and consistent in his beliefs, and I think he was also consistent in his shortcomings. I think he was not afraid to admit that, like, life is hard, and that, mm-hmm. you know, he said, you know, there is no life without pain. And I think that he wasn't afraid of that, and he wasn't afraid to ask big questions as he went through life. I think, it's just about his consistency,
mm-hmm.
And that he was truly unique and truly pure to who he was for his entire life. And I think that lives on now.
Exactly. Well, Micah, you know, you spoke of his mission for our audience and your understanding. I mean, in all the research that you and Noah did, what did you discover and how would you express, you know, his mission to the audience today?
Fred Rogers fought every day to help young people deal with their emotions. By so doing, he also helped the grown-ups in their lives deal with their emotions, too. We have, you know, for Noah and I, this project, we've been working on it for 10 years. Right. And when we first started out, Noah had, a stubborn toddler. And when we were filming last fall, I had a stubborn toddler. We realized that we had this incredible privilege, which was we got to spend this decade learning how to connect with our children, how to be more patient dads to our kids, and that's what he was trying to do in big and small ways every day, all day.
Noah, where did this motivation come from Fred? You know, was there something, you know, dramatic that happened in his life that caused him to see things more from a child's perspective? What was it that motivated him?
You know, that's a good question. We're not entirely sure. I think you know, his parents adopted a baby when he was, I think, 11. And so he spent a lot of time watching this child grow up and watching this child develop. And I think that that's when he started using puppets, even when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't actually know kind of where the lightning struck down and what moment it was that created Fred Rogers. But I do know that he worked at it every single day, and that it was not something that he just woke up one day and had the gift. It's something that he thought he saw as a practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he prayed for people by name every morning. He exercised every day. He played the piano. He was actually a music composition major, and he used these outlets, these tools, I think, to build his ability to be the man that he is, and that to be that person who's there for so many people for so many years, carrying the burden of their problems and their needs. I think it's something that he worked at throughout the entirety of his life.
Well, we're talking with filmmakers and writers of the new movie that's going to be coming out in November, just in time for Thanksgiving. It is the Fred Rogers movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It stars Tom Hanks. Micah, you were saying that this has been like a 10-year project. When you first started, did you imagine that Tom Hanks would actually be portraying Mr. Rogers?
I mean, we imagined it all day long. It being the reality is a very different thing. When we got the word that Tom Hanks was going to be in our movie playing Fred Rogers, we lost our minds. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It was always sort of a hope of ours that we could even get the script into his hands, but for him to sign on, it was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Noah, for you, how did that happen?
Well, I think it happened the same for all of us, which is when Marielle Heller came on to direct the movie, she said, "Hey, who have you always thought of for Fred?" And we said, "Tom Hanks, but let's come down to planet Earth real quick." And she's like, "Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me call him. Let me see what he says." And so we picked our jaws up off the floor, and she called Tom Hanks. And he read the script, and he said to Mario, I guess I should do this with you, huh?
Mm.
And that was him saying yes, and that's when Mike and I lost our minds.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, we know that you had a chance to screen the movie at the Toronto International Film Festival. The fans went nuts. I mean, a near-perfect tomato on Rotten Tomato. You know, the affirmation that you've been getting back from people has got to be rewarding and give you a great sense of pride in all your hard work. Right, Micah?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. It's always terrifying, as I'm sure you know, when you put something out into the world, suddenly it doesn't belong to you anymore. And you sort of have to sit there with other people judging you. But, you know, I had a friend who got to attend our screening at Toronto, and he has a new kid, and he hadn't spoken to his dad in 3 months. And I saw him the next day, and I said, you know, what do you think of the movie? And he said, "I called my dad. That's my review."
Wow. Wow, what a blessing, huh, to be a part of that. Noah, as we wrap things up again, I'm so grateful for you and Micah to come on the show and talk about this new movie, the Fred Rogers movie, that I know fans are just going to go bananas over. It's so touching, and Micah, thank you for that story, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of healing as a result of it, because here it is. It's all about this one man who inspired a world to kindness, and it is a true story, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, opening up in theaters on November the 22nd. Noah, Mike, again, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network?
Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut?